The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, narrated by Annie Sage. To Leon Worth. I ask the indulgence of the children who may read this book for dedicating it to a grown-up. I have a serious reason. He is the best friend I have in the world. I have another reason. This grown-up understands everything, even books about children. I have a third reason. He lives in France, where he is hungry and cold. He needs cheering up. If all these reasons are not enough, I will dedicate the book to the child from whom this grown-up grew. All grown-ups were once children, although few of them remember it. And so, I correct my dedication. To Leon Worth when he was a little boy. Chapter 1. Once, when I was 6 years old, I saw a magnificent picture in a book called True Stories from Nature about the primeval forest. It was a picture of a boa constrictor in the act of swallowing an animal. Here is a copy of the drawing. In the book, it said, "Boa constrictors swallow their prey whole without chewing it. After that, they are not able to move, and they sleep through the 6 months that they need for digestion." I pondered deeply, then, over the adventures of the jungle. And after some work with a colored pencil, I succeeded in making my first drawing, my drawing number 1. It looked something like this. I showed my masterpiece to the grown-ups and asked them whether the drawing frightened them. But they answered, "Frighten? Why should anyone be frightened of a hat?" My drawing was not a picture of a hat. It was a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant.